Zechen Nishmas, Avi Mori Yachav Misho Pilchas, Zechen Nishmas, Daniel Shainavas, Yoshua Falk. Okay, Rabosai, welcome. Welcome, everybody. Yes, I want to welcome everybody. Let's say hello to everybody. Let's go through who's here. Rabbi Yitzchak Carroll, Akiva Poppers, the SOI president. SOI president, you got to let us in the building. Ezra Hagler, who's actually with me here, Rabbi Levy, and Gilad Badner, and Yair Noller, and Rabbi Katan, and Avishai Samoa, and Yona Moisey, and Moshe Carroll. Are you related to Yitzchak Carroll?
Yeah.
He's a brother?
Yeah.
Okay, good. And who's MK? Who's MK?
It's my Kessler.
Well, Shalom Aleichem. Okay. Always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Natan, good to see you. And Danny Lou, and Jacob Silberger. And Shlomo Garfinkel, how are you?
Baruch Hashem, good morning.
You still in Miami Beach?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, it's a pleasure to always continue with you. And Rav Avram Levitch Lita, and Yehuda Shitris, it's a pleasure to see you. Ilan Sasson. And who's Michal Ben Lulu?
This was here.
Who's this?
My name's Michael.
Michael? Okay. Okay, and John Horowitz? Okay. If we could all turn on our cameras, so always, if possible, so we can see each other. So it's a pleasure. Where are you from, Michael?
Montreal.
I once took the Hyman bus to Montreal. Okay. And, okay, is there anyone else who I didn't acknowledge? John Horowitz. John. Okay, how are you? And Daniel Albert, and Shloima, and Akiva Powell. Okay, so this is the story. Obviously we're in a still an unusual situation. Hopefully, who would have thought that we'd still be in this situation, when we first... when was the last time we actually saw each other face-to-face? It was like... right after Purim?
Right before Purim.
Right before Purim, right. That's right, because they can't. Right before Purim.
Last time most of us were in was the last Bechina that you gave in person on, like, March 2nd.
March, okay. So, I can, and Dr. Presby's here. It's a big schuss to always have Dr. Presby with us.
Thank you.
Okay, and, okay, so... maybe one of the sure citizens, maybe we'll make a list and with everyone's cell phone number, because as I always say, the ikar of learning in the yeshiva is not just the learning, but the kesher that we have. And sometimes it's a little bit more difficult where over Zoom, not in real, but it's at the Shabbos table, And the Shimi Rosenberg is here from Yerushalayim, correct?
Yes, Abby.
Okay, Shimi Rosenberg's here. So it's a big schuss to be together again in the way we are. And the yeshiva officially is learning Pesachim this year. What I'd like to do, at least in the beginning, is to... We're going to start with Arvi Pesachim, but we're going to focus on the Shabbos part. Meaning Kiddush, Havdalah, Kovet Shabbos, Onik Shabbos, which are things that are very relevant. So we're going to focus on that and go from there. Because, we're not Shloshim Yom Kol Machag yet of Pesach. So we have time to, even though really you can start Pesach now and there'll be what to say till we get to Pesach also. But... I wanted to start in Yonik Kovid the Onik Shabbos. That's going to be the limud for the week. On Sundays, we'll have a shiur also at 11 on Schiris v'Kablonis on Shabbos, meaning if you have a guy who's doing contracted work for you, are they allowed to continue on Shabbos or Yontif or not? And that's a fascinating topic because, okay, and Yair Nola, how are you? Good to see you. Okay, and okay, so that's where we're holding. The Shear Assistants of Yitzchak Carroll and Ezra Hagler are the Shear Assistants this year. Of course, Ilan is still always there to help us out. Today, I think we're going to see Ezra's going to put up the Shear on the line. So we'll inaugurate him in that idea. But I'll still probably send you the packets, at least for the time being. And we'll work from there. And then we know we have our Chumash Shear on Thursday, the last half hour. Ranan Koren, Shalom Aleichem. Avram Levitt, Shalom Aleichem. And we thank Avram Levitt because, you know, since the library hasn't been open for the past... Can you believe that? I haven't been in the library probably for 5 months. I haven't stepped foot in the library, you know. Could that possibly be? Yes, it could be. So what can I tell you? You also want to mention, you know, many of you were Menachem Oval to me, you know, over the phone and during that difficult period before Pesach of the patir of my father, Hareini Kaporas Mishkovo, and you know, it wasn't the regular type of shiva, it wasn't the regular type of situation, but still, you know, it was a great covet for my father. And those that are new, that feel that don't know me well enough yet, you should call me up, and we should speak, and we should get to know each other, and, you know, and maybe some people could even come by. We could sit outside, maybe, and schmooze, you know, till things get back to normal. Bez Hashem, it should be a good year. And all the klolos of the previous year, tichla shana v'kilo lo seha, and we should start a new year with health and simchas hachayim, etc. So today's going to be a shorter shiur because they want to have a kenis at 11:45. So as we do, we're going to sing our niggun, as we always start the shiur with our niggun. We're going to sing the niggun, and then we'll start the limud, and it'll be a little shorter today. And then tomorrow we'll continue at 11 o'clock till 12, and then the chumash shiparsha shiur from around 12 to 12:30. And Ari Glazer, it's great to see you as well, and again, you know, please make an effort. We have to make a little bit of a stronger effort to make the kesher, because it's not as easy when we're not in the same room together, and you know, so Be'ez Hashem, but that we shouldn't lose out on the fundamentals of the learning and our relationship. So please, always, and maybe Akiva Poppers can give us updates of what's going to be, and you know, an inside scoop of the SOY president in the shiur. Begin. Avinu Chav Harachamon. Amirachem rachem aleinu v'sein milibeinu mina avinu le'askil avinu harachamon amirachem rachem aleinu say Krishma Lil Magulala made Lishmar Vilasos Ulika Yemes called Ivre Salvo Tarasecha Biava Lishma. Lamed lishmar velasos ulekayim es kol divrei salmotar secho b'yavo v'ha'eidenu v'sar secho
Excuse me 1 second, was allowed that alone? Can I call you? I'm in the, can I call you in like a half hour? Because I'm in the middle of teaching now, so can I call you back? Will you be available then? Or you know what? I'll 2 minute break, Rabosei, okay? I'll take you now. I'll speak to you now. 2 minute break. Yeah.
Avram. Yes. What's up? Do you want me to sing another song? Do you have your ukulele? I have, like, my mandolin, but,
Come on!
Alright.
Let's get it.
Alright.
We want to be able to see you also, if it's possible.
Yeah, no.
Very good.
I'm not familiar with Hamelech Basaneh, but
Maybe some more slow-mo.
Okay, hold on. One second.
What's the rock of stuff?
I want to play you the special song, the words that we usually sing it to our Animamen, but Rav Shlomo Kalbach originally composed it to the words in Rosh Hashanah on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, Chazar Sashat. The second day of Chazar Sashat on Rosh Hashanah, it's like right in the beginning. So, but it's to this, they put it to the tune of Rav Shlomo's Animamen. It goes like this.
Okay, Rebosa, I'm so sorry for keeping you. Okay. Okay, it's good. Okay.
Whatever.
Okay, thank you, Avram. Avram is always... Okay. The Inyanim we're going to be talking about, Inyanim Hilchas Kovid Onik Shabbos, specifically Be'inyan Achila Be'erv Shabbos Ve'erv Yontif, meaning that the question is, are there limitations in terms of what we're allowed to eat on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif? Because ostensibly, we want to come into Shabbos and Yontif with a teyavon, you know, with a, you know, enjoying the meal. And if you're going to eat too much on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif, then maybe that would take away the teyavon. What are the limitations? And that's going to be a very interesting thing. What are the limitations of, you know, you want to have a pizza Friday afternoon, or you want to, you know, go to a store. You want to, you know, what are the limitations of what you could eat on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif in terms of, you know, what would be, you want to make a party for somebody, an Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif, would that be inappropriate? So that's what we're going to try to plow through and see what's the story. And if there's limitations, when do they start? Do they start in the morning? Do they start from Chatzos? They start, you know, what are the... You know, there's a statement that is said from Rav Soloveitchik. I discussed this once with his son, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, that in America, we have Shabbos, but we don't have Erev Shabbos. Meaning, you know, like the Rambam speaks about Erev Shabbos, you're supposed to, you know, make yourself ready early, and you're supposed to be waiting for Shabbos to come, like you're waiting the king to come. You know, like a chosh of a guest is supposed to come to your house, right? So you go outside, you look, is he here? In other words, you're already dressed before, you're already ready from before. You're anticipating this chosh of a guest to come. So he says, but in America, Rav Soloveitchik said that they're missing that. They're missing the chashivas of Erev Shabbos. Maybe, you know, we do and we don't have Shabbos by everybody, but Erev Shabbos, he felt that in America we're lacking in that idea. And that's the idea of waiting for Shabbos. And that's the first Mishnah of Erev Pesachim Samach Lemincha, Lo Yochel Adam Ad Shetechshach. That you can't eat it. Let's assume that means a meal. You can't eat a meal until and from mincha, samach l'mincha. So this means mincha katana, right? So, so in other words, we usually assume that the day is divided from 6 to 6. You know, that's the average day. In other words, the day part is the morning from 6 in the morning to 6 p.m., 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., and then the night. So, So Mincha Ketana is like from 3:30 to 6, because it has three 30 to 4:45, 4:45 to 6 is the two plags, and so Somach LeMincha would be a half an hour before 3:30. It would be 3 o'clock. So Somach LeMincha lo yochel adam ad shetechshach. Then you shouldn't eat. Rashi says Mincha Ketana kodem LeMincha ma'at chatzis shah. Rashbam says mitchila shah asiris tamid shenu etc. So from Mincha Ketana, you shouldn't have a meal. And Rashi says, Lo yochel adam, kidei sheyochel matzah shel mitzvah l'te'ovan. You shouldn't hider mitzvah. He says, because if you're going to eat a meal, you know, on Erev Pesach, then you're going to stuff yourself, and then you're not going to eat the matzah l'te'ovan. Now, on Pesach, it's a little bit difficult to understand what is it referring to, because on Pesach, you're not allowed to eat matzah already on Erev Pesach. So what are you going to be eating? Chametz you can't eat, right? Chametz from Chatzos, you can't eat chametz. From Chatzos, you can't eat chametz, right? And Midrabanan, you can't even chametz even earlier in the morning. And matzah ashira, you also can't eat. If you look, what Tosis is going to ask the kasha, what is it referring to, lo yochel? If you take a look in the Tosis, Tosis is going to discuss what exactly is it referring to of lo yochel on. Look at the Tosis lo yochel adam perish afil is pal mishum. So Tosis im tomar ma lo yochel im matza afilu kodem nami osa. So if it's referring to matzah, so matzah you can't even eat the whole Erev Pesach. Whereas, if you eat matzah on Erev Pesach, you know that today there are two parts of marriage. There's erusin and nisuin. Erusin when you say you give her the ring, harayat mekudeshes li, and nisuin is the chuppah. Today we do it all together, but in the Zman Chazal, there was a year apart. He was mekadesh isha in front of Aden, and then they separated for a year. And then they had the chuppah a year later, because it took time to get all the finances together. So for that, and then they only lived together a year later. So the famous Yerushalmi says that they're also to cohabit together for that whole year, until they have the chuppah. And if a person is lives with his wife in that year, it's an isser. So the same thing the Yerushalmi says: if you eat matzah on Erev Pesach, you're jumping the gun. It's like cohabiting with your wife that you only had erusin and you didn't have nisuin. So lemaisa, you can't eat matzah. So he says it's talking about maybe matzah shira, because maybe you could eat matzah shira in Erev Pesach. That's a whole discussion. But the Bekitzer, it's referring to, Tosa says, to have a meal, if you hold that you can't have matzah shira in Erev Pesach, which is the discussion. So matzah shira maybe is not included in that isser of eating matzah on Erev Pesach, because it's not a matzah that you can be yotzei the mitzvah at the Seder. Only the matzah that you can be yotzei at the Seder, you can't eat it at Erev Pesach. So matzah shir, if you hold you can eat it at Erev Pesach, the chiddush is, but that's only up to 3 hours. But up to, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. But before that, you could, and after that. See, we, Lemaisa, the Ashkenazim, we treat Matzah Ashira as a question of a Suffolk Chametz, because maybe it could become Chametz, so we don't need Matzah Ashira the whole Pesach, and we don't need Matzah Ashira on Erev Pesach, whenever you can't eat Chametz already, we don't need Matzah Ashira either. So it's not going to work for the Ashkenazim of today. But if you hold that you can eat, like Tzfardim, they eat Matzah Shira and Pesach. So they're not choshesh of Chometz, because may perish ein machmitzim, etc. So it's referred to that. But Bekitzer, and the Rambam says it means to eat something that'll fill you up. You eat a lot of peiros, something like that. But, so you can't eat a meal on Erev Pesach. You can't eat a meal on Erev Pesach. From Samach L'mincha. And again, a meal is a little tricky, because you can't eat matzah. So if you hold you can eat matzah shira, it means you can't eat matzah shira on Erev Pesach. Right? You can't eat matzah shira on Erev Pesach. Okay. Because it's going to take away the appetite of the matzah. So look in the Gemara. It says, "My area, Arvi Pesachim, Afil Arvi Shabbosos, V'yomim Tovim Nami." See, the Pashup Shad, it's mashman in the Mishnah, that it's only a din in Erev Pesach. It's only a din in Erev Pesach. Because of matzah. But it's mashman, what about any given Friday? Any given, what about Erev Sukkos? What about Erev Shavuos? What about Erev Shabbos? By the fact that the Mishnah says Erev Pesach, is mashman only Erev Pesach. That's the Gemara's Kasha. My yiri arvei pesachim, I feel arvei shabbos of yom tovim nami. The tanya lo yochal odem arvei shabbos of yom tovim in a mincha lamala, kadei sheikadosh l'shabbos kashu tava. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda says in a chanami that you can't eat on arvei shabbos of yom tovim also from min a mincha lamala. And what does Rav Yossi say? Rav Yossi Omer Ochel V'Holech Ad Sheteshach. So it says like this: Rav Yossi Shita is that on Erev Shabbos, if you want to have food, you want to have a meal, you can eat till Shkia. You can eat till Shkia. So that's the Chiddush. On Erev Pesach, it's different. On Erev Pesach, you have to stop early. Erev Pesach, you have to stop early. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, in a chanami, it applies to every time. See, according to Rabbi Yossi, we understand the Mishnah very well. Because every Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif, you could eat till the end. Till the buzzer. You know? And the Chiddush is, Erev Pesach is different. Because it's a special mitzvah of matzah. Special mitzvah of matzah, special din. But the question is, if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that it's not only a din in Erev Pesach, it's a din in Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif as well, that you can't eat a meal from a mincha l'mala. So then what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah of Arvei Pesachim? So what does the Gemara say? So the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Yehuda lo tzricha el Rabbi Yossi. So maybe in Uchnami, the Mishnah is only according to Rabbi Yossi. That holds that Erev Shabbos is mutter. Dama ochel v'holach ad shetechshach. Hani mili v'arvei Shabbos yom mitovim. Ala Erev Pesach mishum chiyuv v'dematzah moda moda. So that's the first answer to the Gemara, that the Mishnah is only according to Rabbi Yossi. And we have to understand Rabbi Yossi. In other words, Rabbi Yossi is very lenient. At Erev Shabbos, you want to have a meal, you want to eat something, you want to go to the pizza store, you know, there's a question whether the pizza you have to wait 6 hours for. That's a whole discussion. But let's assume that's not an issue. You know, so according to Rabbi Yossi, you can eat a meal the whole Friday. And the only time you have to stop early is on Erev Pesach. On Erev Pesach. So if you say like that, then the Mishnah is very well understood. The Mishnah is very well understood that it's a special din in Arvei Pesachim. But if, so the first answer to the Gemara is in a chanami. The Mishnah is only according to Rabbi Yossi. That's the Chiddush. That Arvei Pesachim is different. And But the second answer the Gemara says, Amar Rav Papa Amar Afilu Teim Rabbi Yehuda. So you can even follow Rabbi Yehuda. Hasim Ba'arve Shabbosif Yom Tovim Min HaMincha L'malu Huda Osir Samach L'mincha Shari Aval Be'erev Pesach Afilu Samach L'mincha Nami Osir. In other words, the difference is that on Erev Shabbos you have to stop at 3:30 Mincha Ketana. You can't start the meal after 3:30. Erev Pesach is an added chumrah, samuch l'mincha, that an extra half an hour you have to stop from before. So Arvi Shabbos min amicha l'malu udaser samuch l'mincha shari. Well, Erev Pesach if you lose samuch l'mincha nami aser. Okay, so these are the two shitas in the Gemara about, and let's see what it says. Let's look in the Rambam to see how the Rambam brings this down on page 8. So what's the bottom line? What's the bottom line? So if you take a look,
page 8
in packet Aleph.
I have a job in keeping reading. Not good morning, yeah.
Self-impacted one.
It says page 8 is Rabbi Akiva Eger.
Where did you get this packet from?
From Elon.
Elon?
That's
page 8 is Rabbi Akiva Eger.
What? Yeah, I have page 8 from Rabbi Akiva Eger. Ezra? Elon? Tell me, does everyone have the Rambam? Yeah?
And I don't have the packet at all. Did somebody put it online?
Can you put the packet for Rabbi Walter, please?
It's on the Doom Chat. And it's on the Doom Chat, and it's on the WhatsApp group if everyone is in that.
But what does Rabbi Levy say, speaking about?
Well, Rabbi Levy, I think Elon, he won't let him individually because he doesn't.
No, but how come he has something else on packet 8, on page 8?
I usually get it sent on email.
Ezra Hagel is going to send it to you. But I'm interested to know what packet you have, Rabbi Levy. What is your first page, John?
My first page, just a second. I don't want to hold everybody up. It's not right.
No, but I'm just curious.
My first page. That's with Gemara Rosh Hashanah.
What, Rosh Hashanah?
You may be reading Vav as a 1.
No. It says 1 in any brackets. It's even 1 to make.
What did I title the packet? What is the packet title?
That's in Yana Yuma packet, maybe. But
Okay, just make sure he has the packet now and
we'll
work it out.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Okay, so let's see how the Rambam brings this down in Perek Shloshim Halacha Dalet. He says, "Also likboa suda u'mishta be'erv Shabbos." First, we have to know how do we paskin? Do we paskin like Rav Yossi, or do we paskin like Rav Yehuda? Right. So it says, "Also likboa suda u'mishta be'erv Shabbos, Mikneh Kovet Shabbos. Umuta lechol v'lishtos ad sheteshach. Aval pi kein mikovet ha-Shabbos sheyimna odam min ha-mincha l'mala m'lekbo ha-suda k'dei sheiknash l'Shabbos hu m'sav lechol. Oh. So, what is this? What's going on here? I mean, do we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda or like Rabbi Yossi? In other words, if you look in our Gemara, so we have a machlokas Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. We have a machlokas Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Lo yochel adam ba'arvei shabbosos v'yomim tovim min aminfal amala." You can't eat. And Rav Yossi says, "Ochel v'cholach ad shetechshach." So the Rambam says that it says, "Mutar lechol v'lishtos ad shetechshach." So that's mashma like Rav Yossi, that you could eat until shkia, you could eat. But he says, also lekbo suda u'mishta be'erev Shabbos, ne'kvod ha-Shabbos. So he's saying that maybe it's like this, that the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shim and Rabbi Yossi is whether you could eat. In other words, not a suda. And we paskin like Rabbi Yossi. You could eat the whole day on Friday. You want to have Pringles, and you want to have popcorn, and whatever, gesunt to hate. But to make a meal, also lekbo suda. But you shouldn't be koveya suda. Then he says,
we make kvod ha-Shabbos.
Umutu lechav lishtos ha-shatechshach, vafal pi kei min ha-kovar ha-Shabbos, שיים דה אדם מן המנחו למעלה מגבוה סעודה כדי שיקנש לשבס כשהוא מסעבר לאכול. So he says that you can't have covered Shabbos, you shouldn't have a Suda. You shouldn't have a Suda, but you can eat non-Suda. You can have snacks. Well, for a suda, you shouldn't have. And the end of the Magid Mishnah, he writes, look what he writes here at the end of the Magid Mishnah. For a suda, shenog ba b'chol, last four lines of the Magid Mishnah. Five. Mitzvah limona b'teisha sha'osu l'mala, if you should sover a baby, d'avogav d'chaimel and Rav Yossi. Because the Rambam holds, even though we pass him like Rav Yossi, and Rav Yossi says you can eat ad shetechshach. Davar ochel v'holach ad shetechshach. Haynu davka b'lo kfi yisuda. Kanal l'das rabbeinu v'nochum. He says that's only if there's no kfi yisuda. You're not making a suda. You're not kfi yisuda. You have a regular suda meal. A meal. Then you can have a meal. So he says that eating a snack, you can eat the whole day, ad shetechshach, but it's not covered Shabbos to have a suda min hamincha lamala. So this way, in other words, if you're only snacking, that's okay. A snack is okay, but to have a suda, you know, you're gonna go in and you're gonna have a steak and meatballs and this and that on Friday. That's improper. One second. Mikvod Shabbos sheyimna odam min hamincha lamala mikvod suda kidei sheikadosh b'Shabbos shu misaver lechol. Yeah, Yair, who was talking?
Yeah, I was talking. So the Rambam saying that, like, in the Machloket with Yosef and the Yudah, it's like so obvious that they're not talking about mikvod suda, but that's not what Machloket is talking about.
Yeah, so that's how he learns. In other words, I wouldn't necessarily have learned the Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi that way. Especially, you know, I thought maybe they were talking about a Suda also. But the Rambam's saying, no, they're not talking about a Suda. They're talking about Stam Nasharai. But a Suda, everyone would agree that it's improper to be Koveya Suda on Friday afternoon.
Why is it called Koveya Suda and the name covered Shabbos? As opposed to why I just sit down and I watch and I want to make a regular meal at 3:30, 4:00 in the afternoon. Why do you have to say the words Mifnei covered Shabbos?
Because that's why you can't do it.
But if it wasn't Mifnei covered Shabbos, I sat down and I watched and I...
No. In other words, your Mifnei covered Shabbos means that you're taking away from covered Shabbos.
The reason why you can't be Koveya Suda
is because you're taking away from covered Shabbos.
Okay.
In other words, it's not respectable. In other words, if you want to respect Shabbos, you don't. Okay. In other words, by the fact you're eating on Friday, a meal.
Yeah, I got it.
You got it. You know, late in the afternoon is improper.
So then for Yom Kippur, there's no dinner of covered Shabbos, then maybe
you would be open for this. No, we'll see that probably that applies maybe to Yom Kippur as well. Because there's a Rambam that says all the things that are noheg of covered Shabbos are noheg for Yom Kippur as well. So even though this Rambam is talking about covered Shabbos, it doesn't mean that it doesn't apply to Yom Kippur as well. And the way the Rambam is learning is that on Erev Pesach, there's another halacha of even if it's not a suda, that if you fill yourself up. But that's the Rambam's psak. That we pass them like Rav Yossi. You can eat the whole day, but you shouldn't have a meal. You shouldn't go and have a suda, you know, on Friday afternoon late in the afternoon. Now, we covered Hashabbos Yimna Odom in a Mincha L'mala. So from 3:30, in other words, on a day that's 6 to 6, from 3:30 and onward, you shouldn't be Koveya Suda. And that, 3:30 means if in a day that starts at 6 and ends at 6. If it's a day that doesn't start at 6 and ends at 6, so then it wouldn't be... Okay, so that's the... That's the Rambam sheet, and this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. If you look, yes.
I think the kind of Tuesday started now, and
yeah, okay.
I want to go to bed.
Yeah, okay. So I must say today is the opening day of the yeshiva, so they're going to have a different kinus of different speakers. So officially, we should stop now. Mikmei covered her kinus, just so this way. So Be'ez Hashem, I'm sorry that today was a little bit shorter shir, but tomorrow Be'ez Hashem will continue we'll make sure everyone has the packets, the proper packets, and it's good to see everybody. Well, we just welcome everyone. Yitzchak Carroll and Akiva Poppers and Moshe Carroll. And Mayor Kesselman, Daniel Albert, and of Sokol. Where's your? I want to see you, Ari Aaron. Are you new? Can I see you? Hi, Shalom Aleichem. Where are you from?
I'm from Chicago.
I like Chicago. You know, they once took me. One of my Talmidim got married in Chicago, and I came on Friday. And what do you do when you come into Chicago? What are the first thing they do? They take you to Ken's Diner. So was that a problem for me going to Ken's Diner on Friday? On Erev Shabbos? So that's what we're going to have to spend the whole semester discussing whether it was right for me. It wasn't only me. They took the whole chevra. They took us to Ken's Diner, I think it was on a Friday, before Shabbos. So that's a shaila. Was that a proper thing to do, to go to Ken's Diner? Okay, and Avram Levitt, and we have to thank Avram Levitt who helped me prepare all these packets. Without him, I don't know where I'd be today.
My pleasure.
And Gilad Bodner, Avisai Samoa, and Danny Lou, Michael Ben Lulu, Daniel Albert, Nathan Bauer, Ari Glazer, Rabbi Alter, Dr. Presby, Shimmy Rosenberg still hails from Yerushalayim. And Yehuda Shitris, Rav Yosef Katan, Yair Noller, Rav Meir Kesselman, Yoda Moisey from Rhode Island, Shimmy Rosenberg, Kenny Sogol. So did I miss anybody? Oh, Ezra Hess, Rav Ezra Hess, Chazan Hess, Ranan Koren, Natan Bauer, Yosef Katan, Yoda Moisey, Gilal Badner, Yitzchak Carroll, Akiva Poppers, Jacob Silberger, Ari Glazer, Ezra Hess. Okay, it's a pleasure to see you all. And again, I have my number, 917-803-1588. Please feel free to call if you feel I don't know you yet. So there's some people that we know each other for already a long time, but some people are new, so we don't know each other yet. Give me a call. You know, maybe we could get together. I don't know if you're living in Chicago now, so I don't know if we'll be able to get together right now. But if you don't live in Chicago, you know, maybe sometime you could just drive over the bridge and we could sit outside and schmooze together. And Bez Hashem, we should have a successful year, Bez Hashem, with the Siyata D'Shmaya. And please, let's get to know each other. And we have the packets, and we'll make sure everyone has the proper packets, etc. So Bez Hashem, tomorrow at 11... 11 to 12 is the shiur, and then 12 to 12:30 will be the chumash, Thursday. Okay, have a good day.